for takeoff.
We are cleared for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to take flight in your community and in your life. This is Audio Airstrike.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Everett Hall McNeil, and this is Audio Airstrike. We have a very interesting episode this time around. Of course, with me at this time, my brother, reoccurring guest Paul McNeil, is with us. This episode is also brought to you by McNeil & Associates. Also, I have another reoccurring guest who will become a familiar face with you guys on Audio Airstrike. She is a very, very passionate mental health advocate. Lily is with us.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So we wanted to talk about this because this has been a debate for a while. And it is a debate that has gone around social media called the traditional man versus the 50-50 man. Now, in terms of bills and finances, the traditional man is somebody who pays all the bills, does not let his spouse touch a single expense. He takes care of the expenses, gas, electric, you name it. He takes care of it. The 50-50 man looks at that in a totally different way. He is willing to go half with his spouse in the hopes that possibly this can lead to something greater. Now, there has been a total clash back and forth about which is better, who's looking bad for who. And so I'm going to go around the room and I'm going to start off with Lily. Which one do you think?
With me? Mm-hmm. What's up? I feel like there isn't a specific measure. It depends on the timeline and the situation. So let's say you're with your high school sweetheart. I feel like in that age, sometimes you do have to go 50-50 with the smaller stuff when you start off. Let's say this is the same person that you decide, okay, I'm moving out of my parents' house with, or I'm getting married with this person. You start off in a different situation. I help you, you help me. We're trying to grow together, right? That's a different situation. I feel like if you're already older and established, let's say, you know, you're already in your 20s, 30s, and this person is someone who's already independent and has their own. And so are you. I feel like if you're ready to unite your life with someone, and as a man, not like growing up teenagers, then you start off strong. Like you're already independent. So I believe that you should cover not everything, but the basic portion. So yeah, I do believe you should cover the rent, and I believe you should cover the major bills. To depend on your wife as a provider, it's like, it takes away from you as a man. I feel like a woman is there to nurture, to bring up your kids, to kind of have your back, to be your support, to feed you. For you to depend on a woman for the basic needs of a home, then I don't believe that you are ready to say that you are the man of a home. But those are stages in life. So let's say, you know, you go from high school and to college and you get married and all these things. At first, yeah, you're helping each other because you're growing, you're evolving. But this man that you've helped build, that you've grown with, eventually will take care of you, right? That's the hopes that he'll take care of you. You're going to bear his kids. You're going to bear his home. You're going to make his home. Because unfortunately, there's many men that start off with, well, what you bring to the table. Well, if you're going to speak to this woman that you feel is going to be the woman of your life, right? The mother of your child, your home bearer, then she has a lot of responsibilities. There are so many things that come with being the woman of a house, you know, to being the home bearer, the person that makes a home, because women do that, not men. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, it depends. My answer is that it depends on what stage of life you are.
Paul, what do you think?
Well, I mean, she bring up a lot of good points.
the problem with some of them is, and I know this does not apply to you, is today's standards, you don't have traditional values. And I'm probably going to get a little bit of smoke for this next thing I'm going to say, but a lot of women nowadays don't want to do the duties of home. A lot of women don't want to do with everything you just described. So a man can take care of the responsibilities of the household as bills and financials go, because they don't want to, quote unquote, I don't need a man for nothing. Because that is the mindset of, unfortunately, a lot of people these days, you know. And it also has a lot to do with your upbringing,
yes,
your family traditions, what you know, what you've seen. You know, I grew up in a family where, you know, my mom and my dad worked. I don't know who paid for what. I just know we had, you know, I'm going to assume my dad was doing a lot of the work because I never saw the dude. He was always working. So I'm assuming that's what he was doing. You know, I saw my mom more. So in my head, that's what dad did. So when I got my own family, it was like, hey, dad works. This is what I do. I go to work. So we have. But then you also had the other side of it, too, is because I've also been in relationships where, you know, my significant other worked. She wanted to contribute because she felt that if we were going to be together, she wanted say so in the matter, because in her upbringing, the women contributed financially, which gave them say. And I'm not saying it didn't give her say. And I'm not saying that it should be a, well, you paid this much money, so you have say. Because at the end of the day, we both were in it together. But the way the upbringings come into play, that's where a lot of things change for people nowadays. The traditional man is one thing. The 50-50 man is another thing. But the there's a one small caveat that we're not really talking about or bringing up is, what are the women like? You know, do you have a traditional woman or do you have a 50-50 woman? Because if you get a traditional man with a 50-50 woman, that ain't gonna work.
Nope.
Or you get the opposite. You get a traditional woman with a 50-50 man. And then, you know, unfortunately, nowadays, women work a lot of hours just like dudes. I have a friend of mine. She works. She works. She put in more hours than I put in. And, you know, I say I put in 50 hours and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, what did you do after Wednesday? You know what I mean? It's like, well, what did you do for the rest of your week? I did that by Wednesday. So, you know, there's a lot of different dynamics that really change that game. At the end of the day, you make money, I make money. We live good.
Yes.
That's me. You know, we're not going to argue over a bill sitting at a restaurant. We're not going to go back and forth over who's paying the check tonight. You got it. I got it. We living good. I'm not going to make financial things an issue for my relationship. We already got enough stuff. Instagram alone by itself can create issues for a relationship. We're not going to make money one of those things too. You know, so that, for me, you just got to do what makes your situation work. Traditional, 50-50. I mean, I understand 50-50. I understand traditional. It really depends upon your partner. Because if you got a 50-50 woman, and again, if you're a traditional man, he can be like, hey, I don't need your money. But you can't silence that woman for wanting to pay. Or you got the reverse. You got a woman that's like, hey, man, you know, I ain't trying to pay. I don't want to pay. But also ain't trying to do all that stuff that you was talking either. I don't want to take care of the house. I don't want to take care of the kids. I don't want to cook. I don't want to do any of that. But I want you to pay. That's a whole different. We could do a whole nother, you know, pod on that alone. What's your take?
So here's the thing. You need to figure out if your spouse is a provider or a freeloader. And there's a major difference.
It's a live round.
It is exactly a live round. There is too many loopholes in this argument for somebody to potentially be a freeloader. And I'm not saying that you are freeloading off of somebody's money. It could be you are freeloading off of somebody's time. It could be you are freeloading off of somebody's effort. It could be that you are freeloading off of the mental and spiritual capacity of that person. I always talk that for a reason. Because these things go hand in hand. If somebody has an understanding with their spouse that, hey, as of this situation in this moment, we need to split the finances so we can stay afloat. Because at this moment, with both of our salaries, we cannot be like, hey, take off. I'm going to take care of all the bills. One of us cannot do that.
Right.
So if we're in a certain situation, I could understand if this couple has their brain on right and they're not trying to just freeload off each other, why they would go 50-50 on bills.
Because it's going
to
help.
It makes sense to a point. Now, as for a traditional man, if you are making a certain amount of money to the point you can pay every bill in the house and you don't need your woman to do it, and that system works for you, that's fine. If you feel like that it is her job to not have to worry about the finances and you got it, and if that was talked about and if that was agreed upon.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
And if that was agreed upon.
That's a live round too, because not to cut you off, right. But I've had different conversations with different friends about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, and I speak general when I say this, people nowadays get into the, well, I pay the bills. I'm the boss. I run this. I do what I want. I'm going to do what I want. Hey, look, she home taking care of the kids. I'm out. I'm doing me. That's her job.
Mm.
So that's what's out here in the streets these days.
So at that point, is that the ideology of a traditional man? Because I can make an argument that ain't even it.
I don't think it's the ideology of a traditional man.
Yeah.
Nowhere remotely close.
Yeah, I don't think
so. But unfortunately, some men think that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And well, actually, I can't even call them men. I'm going to call them what I normally call them. Mm. Grown males.
Mm-hmm. Grown males.
They grown males. Because we can get into that. Because there's a book out there for some of the guys that need to read this. Man versus Male by DeAndre Whitfield. Read it. It will change your perspective on how you're supposed to act. It's a good one.
Yeah. Definitely recommend that book for those of you who haven't seen it. For those of you who haven't read it, should it be say. But we have to be very careful with these arguments, right? Because we sit over here and we go, hey, this and this needs to, we got this black and white type of ideology where it's like, hey, this and this means that you're a 50-50 man. You can't stand on your own 2 feet. You can't do this. You can't do that. I don't want to hear what you got to say. The traditional man is sitting over here going, you putting all this money out potentially for somebody that doesn't even appreciate it. And you have the nerve to cough at me because I'm splitting finances with my wife or my spouse or my significant other, whatever you want to call it, or my partner. This is why we have to take things on a case by case basis, because as long as there's communication and understanding amongst the two parties, we can't sit over here and judge the traditional man or the 50-50 man. True. If it's agreed upon, if they have sat down, looked over the situation, because everybody can look. It's easy to stand outside of somebody's house and go, you ain't doing nothing. It's easy to do that. Mm. It's easy to sit back over here, look at the house and go, oh, he's got it all together. Do you know how many times in the area that we live in, and I'm not going to put it out there because I know people are crazy and all that type of stuff. The area that we live in, do you know how many people that we know that on the outside looking in, they have it all together. Mm-hmm. And on the inside, it is the most dysfunctional household probably on the block.
Yep. Know it too well.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
Yeah.
So we are now, and I'm going to take this as an example. We look at the traditional man in a way that whoever that traditional man is, he may or may not have it all together. But because he's paying all the bills, we make the assumption that it's all together. Don't let social media fool you. Same thing with the 50-50. We look there and go, oh, they must be making out separately bread-wise. Oh, it must be nice. Both of them could be struggling. They're just making ends meet 50-50 because it's easier.
Because it's easier. Two people can move a couch really easy.
Right.
So at the end of the day.
It's the way that I look at this is I have to take this on a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
How's the communication? Is the communication okay? How are they are separately? Because all it takes is for one person to be selfish and this whole system is down. The traditional man gets pulled down because now you done pay for all these bills and now your partner's getting this epiphany. Well, he handled this. I can go do what I want because I don't have to put my money up for nothing.
I mean, but hold on. Like, really stick to that part where you say case by case because, I mean, just as you said that, there's so many scenarios. Like, are there kids involved? You know, what does a 50-50 involve? Are you saying 50-50 because you pay everything down the middle? Okay. Let's say that that is the case. What about in the house? What about the things that it's not in your nature? You don't do it. You know, that's not your thing. Like, do we count that? How do we calculate that? Are you 50-50 man of the house? There are so many scenarios, but that communication portion, are you even in it for the long run portion? Because if you're my person, then what does 50-50 mean? I'm going to be with you till the end of time, right? Like, you're the person that I'm going to be with. So anything that happens to me, right? Or that happens to you, let's say you go down and I need to hold it down. What am I? You still got to do 50-50. No. Right. And so there are so many scenarios where that 50-50 is broken down very awkwardly. It's not even. Sometimes it's 50-50 and it's not financial, but somehow it's still 50-50 because the load that other person is carrying, you know, or has carried.
That makes
because
sense.
Let's say it's 50-50 now, but it wasn't 50-50 then.
Yeah, jobs change, people change.
What?
Everything changed.
Yep. So there are so many scenarios and there's so many ways that it can be influenced or it can be measured. But I feel like one, communication, and as I sit here and in the other podcast, all I could think of is this all starts with your mental health. And I'm gonna tell you why. If you're here, if you're mentally here, if you're self-aware, if you understand the purpose in your life, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to become a problem because you're going to communicate. When you see a red flag, when you see a problem arising, it's going to become a conflict. You say, okay, hold on, let me take a step back and analyze the situation. Where was my load in this? How am I going to get past the problem? We're not going to focus on the problem, but on the solution. So there are so many components to these things, to all these issues, including the, you know, whether the 50-50 or whatever discussion that you have that really starts with self-awareness and the communication with yourself and your partner. Like, when you start there, you branch out anywhere and it's going to be okay. You're going to find a solution. You're going to get to a destination because you are grounded. Right? You're thinking objectively. You're not thinking with your emotions. You're weighing things out. You're self-aware. You know where you are. You're not trying to just be greedy or hurt someone or get back at someone. You're really just trying to find a solution. Right? But then the other person has to be there with you too.
Yeah, so that's huge. That's huge.
Huge.
That right there. Yeah.
So that this conversation just annihilates the next one. Because whether you're traditional or 50-50, you are going to assess the situation in such a way that you are going to find a solution to the problem.
I agree with a lot of your points because people have this argument. I saw, you know, a viral video where somebody was like, are you really going to get mad at me for splitting the finances with my woman? What if we're in that situation where we need to do that? And the traditional man is like, I was in your shoes, but I'm trying to get you to elevate to the point where you don't have to depend. I worked my tail off to get to the point where I can take on the finances. Mm-hmm. So that way she can nurture my kids. So when they were arguing back and forth about it, I did get points, but I did get both points. But I was sitting there going, I was like, at any given point, something could have shifted in y'all's finances to the point it would have been catastrophic for the both of you. Mm-hmm. So you guys are arguing situational stuff that if the equation and the communication wasn't there, this whole traditional 50-50 argument that you guys are going, it ain't gonna matter.
Right.
If you have a traditional man that is homeless with his spouse and a 50-50 man that is homeless with his spouse, do you think those two are going to sit around and go argue those viewpoints?
Nope. They got one common goal.
Right.
Y'all are both on the same level at that point.
Y'all got one common goal.
That's my point. Yeah, for sure.
So now what happens? Are we really going to sit back over here and have this argument? It's easy, and this is not a shot. It's easy to have that argument and you ain't sweating over the next bill that comes in.
Facts.
It's easy. I'm comfortable. I'm not stressed out about nothing. I've made enough money for to take care of everything. It's easy. But when you're in a situation that you... Oh, here we go. Here, another bill. How much is this going to be this time?
Right.
It's a different conversation. Everybody can say what they would or wouldn't do or how they would have handled it when they're not in the situation of stress.
Well, there's different perspectives. How about if, let's say, the person could and they just felt like they shouldn't? Because there are a lot of men... And even a woman, I'd say, that let's say the woman makes, you know, decent amount. She can put 50-50, but she doesn't feel like she needs to. Or the man that that makes enough, but he doesn't feel like he needs to put the whole amount because whatever the case. So, like, what would you designate that? Like, what would be the category behind that? Because you're saying that if you don't have it, then it's easy to fall into that 50-50 category. And if you do, then it's easy to pay. What about if it's inversed? Then what?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the weird thing to me at the end of the day, and I don't care about the money. I don't care about what it costs. If I got it, cool, I'll take care of it. If she ain't got it and I got it and this is my person, we got it.
Right. And that's,
you know, that part. We got it.
That part.
You don't have, I have. When I don't have, you have. You have. Got me. But my mindset is just like you said, money come and go. I've had a lot of money. I've had no money. I've got money again.
Yep.
I might not have no money again one day. So to me, the money part, money is a tool at the end of the day. People don't look at it like that, but I had to learn this. Money is a tool. If you don't use the tool properly, it will cause massive problems for your life. But if you use the tool properly, in the correct way, minimal problems. It's a tool.
Yeah.
But people don't look at money like a tool. And they don't use it like that. They think it's the...
treasure.
I gotta hoard it.
Yeah.
I gotta hoard it. Yo, what you mean you need some of this money?
Yeah.
Bill Gates still get up and go to work. Jeff Bezos get up and go to work. Why are these guys getting up and going to work? They got all the money. Because it's a tool. They're trying to fix something. Now, I don't know what exactly they're trying to fix, but they're using their money to do things. I can't let money be the determining factor for my situation. Traditional 50-50. If you with me and you for me and we moving together, equally yoked, mindset, living, understanding, I don't care about money. I've seen a married homeless couple on the streets in Baltimore. I learned from that couple. Because you know why? That couple was right there side by side. She was just as homeless as he was. Mm-hmm. But she was together, standing there beside that man. You think money was their problem?
Shoot, you got more committed homeless people than people living in rich houses all put together.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
Would you think they were arguing over money at that point? They both was in the same boat. But she was standing beside him and he was standing beside her. Money wasn't the problem. The common goal was, how we going to eat today? How we going to get out of this situation we in right here? It wasn't about the money. Whether he was traditional or she was 50-50, at that point,
it didn't matter.
You know? And again, it comes back to those traditional roles. You know, are you a traditional man? What was your upbringing like? You know? Parents did this. Parents did that. That's what I know. That's what I seen. This is what I follow. You know? I mean, honestly, and I'll catch some smoke for this one. Some people, and this goes for men and women, might need to go back to some of them old school traditional roles. Get these marriages and these families in order. That stuff worked. Some of that stuff worked. It just did. I know married couples. I know one married couple, very personal. They've been married 30 years. 30 years. I don't know too many people who can say that. Are they 50-50 people? No. Are they traditional? It all depends. You know, he does traditional stuff sometimes, and then it'll flip, and she'll do traditional stuff sometimes. And then I watch him go to the casino and blow $3,000 like it's nothing. And then I hear her say, "Did you have a good time?" And I'm scratching my head like, this dude was just in the casino throwing money away like it was going to rot. But they got a happy 30-year marriage. So the roles do shift and change.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the one thing that is for sure. There will be change. Nothing is stagnant, for better or worse. Yeah.
Well, I think that for those of you who are listening to this, you have to... you have to give people grace. Sometimes we have these arguments and we tend to look at one person and go, well, you're a simp. You do X, Y, Z. Well, you inferior to me because you handle it this way. You don't know the road that somebody has traveled. You looking at how beat up they might be. You may look at how tired they might be. You may look at how they got to the destination that they got, probably barely standing up, but you judging them based off the appearance, but you don't have any idea inwardly what that person has dealt with that made them go 50-50 in the first place or made them go traditional. We don't have these conversations.
Right.
We have been programmed to assume and judge off the assumption. That's what we have been taught. So now, what this argument hopefully does and what this discussion here hopefully does is give people insight that we can no longer assume that a traditional man is a simp. We can no longer assume that a 50-50 man is inferior. I didn't see the memes. We done seen what y'all do with those memes.
Yeah.
It's no secret. We know how y'all see about 50-50 males. And what tends to happen with, and I'm going to say this, what tends to happen with men that have a different ideology on how the household works, usually they are demasculated in the form of a meme.
So they could be demasculated in the form of a relationship too.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
absolutely.
Meme just makes it
worse.
Not
a
personal.
Reminder.
Yes.
Not personal, but it's directed at you.
Yeah.
So it can go both ways. Cause there are some ladies out here. Some of y'all are more masculine than some men. I've seen y'all. I've heard conversations. I've seen y'all in the malls. It's,
look, I'm gonna stick up for the ladies out here real quick, right? I'd like to say that every woman and there's obviously a few exceptions, like in every group, there's always a couple exceptions. So I'm not going to say every single woman, but most women are born with the instinct to nurture. Okay. Women give what they receive. They multiply what they receive. If you have this nature where you're not providing your woman with a safe space to be feminine, to be soft mm-hmm. within her femininity, to lean into it. If you're not providing this, you're not going to get this type of woman. A lot of women out here, unfortunately, had the role model of a mom that had to do everything, that had to be the masculine figure, right? So if this is the type of woman that you're going to be with, then know your audience, know who she is, create this safe space for her, and you will be surprised, because I have yet to see the first woman that is treated correctly. And I mean, like, not that, oh, I'm just taking care of the bills. Be the man for your woman. I am for this woman, and I'm going to create a heaven for her. And I have yet to see that. And for the woman to just be like, oh, I'm just going to take care advantage of the simp. You know, if you have somebody that is loyal to you, that lives by you or provides this space for you, and let's say your family or your children, what do you want to do? You want to take care of this man right back. You want to provide, you want to nurture, you want to be there for that person. But you got to create this space first. And then we also have to realize that today's society, the women of today, weren't created yesterday. Okay, this is after many years of, you know, the struggle, you know, the man that showed up that might have provided, but unfortunately was not there mentally, physically, emotionally, lots of abuse in that way. And so that's just what you morph into. You know, that's what it is now, because this is the example I've seen. So I have to be the woman, you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to provide? What are you bringing to the table as a man? Are you creating this heaven for me with your possibilities? And then the woman's just not being reciprocal. Okay. That's a situation I can understand. You can say, well, you know, screw that. But if you're lacking in that area, then you can't really complain. I say.
Definitely, definitely, definitely strong points.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you guys for checking out this discussion. We appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming in. You guys have been excellent guests.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Not a problem.
Time. This is awesome. Yep. Yeah, definitely important topics.
Yep, absolutely. Well, computer. With that being said, this has been another edition of Royal Airstrike. Make sure you guys check us out on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and we will be releasing our Patreon at the start of 2024. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
This was awesome.